Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Halloween is rapidly rising as one of the biggest holidays. Apparently, people are spending as much on spiderwebs and skeletons as they do on Christmas decorations and gifts. Is this a good thing? Here are some of my thoughts. As a child, I loved Halloween because, in addition to jack-o'-lanterns and trick-or-treat, I got to run free as the wind as soon as I reached fifth grade, and boy, did I love the candy. You see, my parents were health food fanatics, and I rarely got to eat candy. So I loved Halloween and have fond memories of searching the obscure nooks and crannies of the cupboard to relocate my candy stash, which my parents had hidden so I wouldn't overindulge in sweets. As an adult, I got to experience several Halloweens in Great Britain. In Scotland, I assumed that the Halloween ritual they call guising was a copy of our trick-or-treating. Apparently not. There are records of guising in the late 19th century in Scotland and Ireland. Similar practices seem to have surfaced in America around 20 to 30 years later. Many have traced Halloween to pagan origins. The ancient Celtic festival Samhain meant summer's end, basically giving thanks for the summer crop and bracing for winter. Our English term Halloween comes by way of a contraction from the English All Hallows' Even, which is the eve of All Saints' Day celebrated on November 1st. All Saints' Day is a hallowed day because it celebrates those who lived the Christian life and are now awaiting resurrection. So why are there so many dark and sinister characters roaming about on the eve of All Saints' Day? Halloween mayhem apparently rose with the idea that the goblins and evil spirits knew the next day would be one of Christian triumph. Therefore, the forces of evil were flushed out, fleeing before the forces of good. In other words, the ghouls and goblins are raising mayhem before it all ends. Kind of like Count Dracula trying to find another victim before sunrise. I recount this bit of history because it seems to me that the dark side of Halloween is getting more and more pressed, at least more than it used to. Images of death and chaos are on the increase in our culture, and Halloween now celebrates death and darkness far more than light and life. Things that scare or terrify us hold a strange attraction, but I, for one, do not think kids, especially young children, should be exposed to some of the more sinister forces that are prevalent on television, movies, and other media. Granted, as adults, we need to face the threat of our mortality, but children are not equipped to deal with such frightful themes. In sum, dressing up in costumes and collecting candy from neighbors is innocent enough, but the more sinister symbols that glamorize destruction and death can have a pernicious effect. For example, my reading shows that locally there has often been a spike in violent crimes during the months of October and November. Mere coincidence? I'd like to know what you think. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.